të kupturit e tekstit të dëgjuar. Ky është testi i të kupturit të tekstit të dëgjuar nga gjuha e huaj. Përbëhet nga dy detyra. Çdo incizim do ta dëgjoni dy herë. Do të keni kohë të mjaftueshme që t'i lexoni pyetjet para se ta dëgjoni tekstin dhe t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Derisa të dëgjoni, mund t'i shkruani përgjigjet tuaja në librezën e testit. Pas dëgjimit, do të keni kohë të mjaftueshme që t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Detyra e parë. Lexoni pyetjet.
Your choice of a good read. What is it and what's it about?
My choice book today is The Rabbit House, subtitled An Argentinian Childhood by Laura Alcoba. It's a memoir, it's non-fiction, and it is written by a woman who would now be in her late 40s, who grew up during the dirty war in Argentina and whose parents were part of a resistance, part of an underground political movement. It's set in a single summer and it's all from the child's perspective. I'm particularly interested in talking about and rereading this book now because so much of the conversation is about the First World War and soldiers as combatants. And I'm always very mindful that actually for most people in the world, war isn't fought by soldiers. Civilians are caught up in war. Civilians often have to fight and take part, and not all wars, of course, are fought by armies facing each other. This is a very, very different kind of war, and a young child is caught up in it.
Could you just explain the title? Because you look at this book and it's got a picture of a little girl with a rabbit in her lap. She's wearing a sort of nice white laced frock. The Rabbit House, it sounds as though it's going to be a book for children. Actually, The Rabbit House is something far more dangerous than that, isn't it?
Yeah, the house is a safe house and Laura and her mother go there for one summer. Her mother was going to man the printing press for the Montoneros, who are the group that she belongs to, producing underground magazines. And the cover story for this house that they live in is that they're breeding rabbits there. So at the back of the house, there's a yard and there, you know, a multitude of ever multiplying rabbits. But behind the place where the rabbits are kept is the secret room where the printing press is.
Dëgjoni përsëri.
Your choice of a good read. What is it and what's it about?
My choice book today is The Rabbit House, subtitled An Argentinian Childhood by Laura Alcoba. It's a memoir, it's non-fiction, and it is written by a woman who would now be in her late 40s, who grew up during the dirty war in Argentina and whose parents were part of a resistance, part of an underground political movement. It's set in a single summer and it's all from the child's perspective. I'm particularly interested in talking about and rereading this book now because so much of the conversation is about the First World War and soldiers as combatants. And I'm always very mindful that actually for most people in the world, war isn't fought by soldiers. Civilians are caught up in war. Civilians often have to fight and take part, and not all wars, of course, are fought by armies facing each other. This is a very, very different kind of war, and a young child is caught up in it.
Could you just explain the title? Because you look at this book and it's got a picture of a little girl with a rabbit in her lap. She's wearing a sort of nice white laced frock. The Rabbit House, it sounds as though it's going to be a book for children. Actually, The Rabbit House is something far more dangerous than that, isn't it?
Yeah, the house is a safe house, and Laura and her mother go there for one summer. Her mother was going to man the printing press for the Montoneros, who are the group that she belongs to, producing underground magazines. And the cover story for this house that they live in is that they're breeding rabbits there. So at the back of the house, there's a yard, and there are, you know, a multitude of ever-multiplying rabbits. But behind the place where the rabbits are kept is the secret room where the printing press is.
I lutem që ti kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Ky është fundi I detyrës së parë. Detyra e dytë. Lexoni pyetjet.
Hi, Lee. The car's outside. Are you ready for our camping trip? Have you packed?
Yes, I'm excited, Neil. This is my first camping trip. I have the plastic forks and spoons and plates and the cups you told me to get.
Good. I have a couple of pans and a small gas cooker. And I've got the tent and sleeping bags.
Oh, Neil, how about my TV? I can't miss my favourite programmes.
A TV? Well, okay.
And I can't sleep without my goose feather pillow. Actually, I use two of them.
Pillows? Okay.
And chairs. We have to take my comfortable chair. And my lovely soft rug.
A rug? What? You want to take everything but the kitchen sink.
Oh, the sink? I might need a sink, Neil, but I think it might be difficult to move it unless I try to... Well, I could call a plumber.
No plumber, Lee. We're not taking a plumber camping. In English, when we say take everything but the kitchen sink, we mean take far more things than we need.
Oh, so you think I might be taking far more things than necessary.
Ky Dëgjoni përsëri.
Hi, Lee. The car's outside. Are you ready for our camping trip? Have you packed?
Yes, I'm excited, Neil. This is my first camping trip. I have the plastic forks and spoons and plates and the cups you told me to get.
Good. I have a couple of pans and a small gas cooker. And I've got the tent and sleeping bags.
Oh, Neil, how about my TV? I can't miss my favourite programmes.
A TV? Well, okay.
And I can't sleep without my goose feather pillow. Actually, I use two of them.
Pillows? Okay.
And chairs. We have to take my comfortable chair. And my lovely soft rug.
A rug? What? You want to take everything but the kitchen sink.
Oh, the sink? I might need a sink, Neil, but I think it might be difficult to move it unless I try to... Well, I could call a plumber.
No plumber, Lee. We're not taking a plumber camping. In English, when we say take everything but the kitchen sink, we mean take far more things than we need.
Oh, so you think I might be taking far more things than necessary.
Ju lutem që t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Ky është fundi i detyrës së dytë. Ju lutem kaloni përgjigjet tuaja në fletën e përgjigjeve. Ky është fundi i testit të kuptuarit e tekstit të dëgjuar.